Hey, welcome back. This lesson is all about tackling your clutter crutch. Let me tell you a little bit about what that is, why it matters, how it holds you back, and why I think it's such a good idea to just knock it out early on in your process. So the clutter crutch is whatever room or cupboard or section or area of your home that you kind of close the door to and secretly hope nobody opens when you have company over. Sometimes people have multiple rooms. Sometimes they have like half the house or the entire house. Sometimes they just have a couple of cupboards in their kitchen or laundry room that are kind of embarrassing, kind of a mess. A lot of the time, it's their master bedroom, and that's kind of where I was at back in the day when I had a clutter problem, and that's really sad because that's your bedroom. That's your haven, especially if you're married. I just really think it should be a relaxing place where you're not stressed, where you can reconnect at the end of a long day and sleep well and rest well, and I was always like throwing unfolded laundry in my master bedroom and closing the door and just praying nobody would wander upstairs and, I don't know, think it was the bathroom or something and open the door because it was always just a disaster. Whatever the room or cabinet or closet or area in your house is, this is your clutter crutch. Now, one quick note before I get into tackling this. If your home is good, but your clutter crutch is your garage, you can listen to this lesson if you'd like, but I would wait and listen to the actual garage lesson because I assume everybody's garages are pretty ridiculously messy just because that's super common. So if your clutter crutch is your garage and that's really your only embarrassing area, hold off for the garage lesson because it'll be a little bit more specific to that space. But if your clutter crutch is a closet or a bedroom or something like that, then this is for you. So the reason having a clutter crutch is a problem, and more so than just it's very cluttered, it goes a lot deeper than that. It actually is something that you need to try to knock out early on in your purging process because think about this. This is what I was doing. This is what I see my clients and my students and my readers doing again and again and again. And I've seen it so much that I've realized it's just a really big common problem. And it's really important to just take care of it early on if at all possible. So typically this is what happens. You're on a roll decluttering a certain area of your house. Let's say you're doing your shared kids' room, and you're doing really good, you're on a roll, and then you know time kind of runs out, life happens, maybe you have to go pick up the kids from school, or you get interrupted, or you just don't have any more time to kind of have the kids watch Netflix or something while you're purging, and you have to stop. It's easy to say, okay, well, I'm not done, but I can't leave the room like this, and I don't want to not say that I finished this room, so I'm just going to take everything that I haven't decluttered yet and go put it in my clutter catch-all room or my clutter crutch room because I know it's super messy in there, and I know eventually I'll get to it, and I can do that. What you just did was instead of fully decluttering, you just moved one mess to another place, which accomplished nothing except making you feel like one room is cleaner. And it's really not. It really doesn't matter. I think one thing to note really quick and that's important is not to completely pull everything out of the room you're working on so that when time does run out, and realistically being moms, most of us, we can't just do an entire room all the way until it's finished. So it's important not to pull everything out. Just take little bits at a time down on the floor with you to sort through. That way, if you run out of time, you haven't pulled every single thing out of the closet or out of the room or whatever you're working on. So that's one thing that can help. But with the clutter crutch room, anytime you're decluttering, or you know, also sometimes people will have a difficult time making a decision about certain things. So they kind of like, instead of just having a trash, donate, and keep pile, they kind of start to form a maybe pile or a decide about this in a minute pile. And they leave that pile there. And then when it comes time to really facing it and owning up to their stuff and making decisions about whether or not they're going to keep those items, it gets a little bit too difficult, gets a little emotional sometimes. So they just move those things over into the clutter crutch room because, again, it's just so messy. It's such a big project, you know you'll be dealing with it later, probably last, and you can deal with that later. It's not a good idea to have a place in your home where you can deal with things later. So I think it's a really good idea to start with the bathroom, like I said, and get some momentum going, and then deal with your big clutter crutch. So knock it out early on if possible. Take it one chunk at a time. I know sometimes people have rooms where you open the door and there's just piles and towers of stuff and it's really, really overwhelming, and that's okay. Just take it one chunk at a time. Open up the door, even just close your eyes so that you don't have a say in what you pick up first, and just reach for something, just pick it up and just make a decision about that item. You might not even have room in that space to make, keep, trash, and donate piles. That's okay. You know, you can pick things up and go carry them out to their destination. If you pick up something and you're like, oh, okay, I want to donate this, you can go take it into another room and make a donate pile there, or just take it straight to the trunk of your car to be donated later this week when you're next to Goodwill or wherever you're going to be donating. You can start small and make progress that way. But just remember, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? This is the same kind of thing. You do have to do this eventually if you want an uncluttered home. And I know you want that because you're here listening to this. So one bite at a time. It will get done eventually. I know it's overwhelming. I know that it feels like this is just the worst place to start ever, but really you're doing yourself a huge favor. How much better is it going to feel to know that you knocked out your bathrooms and you've got those tiny spaces that you use every single day completely gutted out and uncluttered, and now that secret scary area of your house that you always shut the door to and pray nobody goes in is completely uncluttered. And bonus, usually people's clutter crutches are rooms that were initially intended for something else, like to be a guest room or a nursery or an office, or just a spare bedroom, and they can't fulfill their purpose because they're full of clutter, and now it won't be. So just focus on the positive, focus on the goal. You can do it. You know, and remember, follow all the way through with each purging session. So with purging sessions, you want to dedicate a certain amount of time to decluttering a certain area of your house. It's okay if you don't get it all finished in one session. That's normal. But when you have a decluttering session, make sure that before you stop working on this area, you take all the trash that you set aside and put it in the trash can outside of your house. You take all the donations that you set aside during your purging session, you bag them up and put them in the back of your car or in your garage or somewhere equivalent to be donated, that you have set an alarm on your phone as a donation deadline to get it out of your house all the way within the next 3 days or so, and that everything that you've chosen to keep goes in its new home. Everything that you keep is not just, you know, put in a keep pile and that's it. You have to find it a home and a place and store it there and make sure that this is realistic, that you can keep this item, that you have space for it, that you know where it's going to live. That's following all the way through with your purging sessions. And in this clutter crutch project that you're tackling, it is so much more important to make sure that you're following all the way through. If you were to just get in there and start and just one bite at a time make decisions and follow through on those decisions, it might take a while, but you will get done. This isn't like an if situation. You will go all the way through it. You will be all the way done, and you will have an uncluttered room, and that is going to feel so amazing. So go into your clutter crutch area, sit down on the floor, stand up, make coffee, pour yourself a glass of wine, play music, bring Netflix with you, whatever you need to do to try to make it somewhat enjoyable, and just start. Pick something up, try to clear a little space for making piles, and decide, am I going to throw this away? Am I going to give this to somebody else who needs it? Or am I going to keep this because I can't live without it, or I absolutely love it? It's that simple. You can work through this massive room in this way with those simple questions and these simple steps. I know you've got this. I know you're overwhelmed, but don't worry. You can do it.